Welcome to our deep dive into Girl Scout governance.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
Well, we're going to be looking at these blog posts from Girl Scout with a Cause.
Okay.
And she was writing from like 2016 to 2025. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about a decade's worth of blog posts.
Wow, a whole decade.
Yeah. So this is a volunteer who's seen a lot of changes and had a lot of thoughts about them. So we're going to dig into it.
I love that a volunteer's perspective, I think, is so valuable because they're the ones on the ground. They're seeing how these decisions actually play out, you know, in real life.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So it's a great way to understand, you know, how this organization has evolved, but also just think about, like, the challenges that any large organization faces when they're trying to, like, manage, you know, national versus local control.
Oh, absolutely. And the Girl Scouts are such an iconic organization. I mean, everyone has some connection to them, whether it's through cookies or, you know, their daughters or their own childhood.
Right.
So to see how they're navigating these kind of universal organizational challenges, I think is really fascinating.
Yeah, definitely. And the blogger throws us into the thick of it.
Okay.
She talks about this core business strategy that happened back in 2004.
Okay.
And she's saying this wasn't just like a little change. You know, they weren't just like tweaking things here and there. This was like a major overhaul.
Like a top-down restructuring kind of thing.
Yeah. And they were really aiming to streamline things and you know, make it more efficient.
I see streamlining often means consolidation. So I'm guessing this is where the council mergers come in, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So they went from like 312 councils.
Wow.
Down to 112.
That's a huge reduction.
Yeah. So it was a big deal. And you know, some people felt like this was a good thing.
Sure.
You know, it made things more efficient and whatever.
Yeah.
But other people felt like their local voices were being lost.
Yeah. You can see how that would happen. Yeah. I mean, going from over 300 councils to just over 100, that's got to create some tension between national and local interests.
Absolutely. And she really digs into like how those mergers impacted things financially.
Okay. Yeah. Because when you centralize power like that, you also centralize the money and how it's spent. Right.
Right. And that leads us to this. One of the big things that she talks about a lot is this volunteer systems 2.0 or VS 2.0.
Okay. Software. Now we're talking tech upgrades.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. So this might sound boring, but it's actually a really interesting story.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Okay. So basically they spent a ton of money on this system, like a staggering amount.
Okay.
But it was super buggy and like really difficult for volunteers to use.
Oh no, the classic software nightmare.
Yeah. And it just seemed like nobody at the top was listening to the volunteers who were actually trying to use this thing day in and day out.
So it was a top-down decision that didn't really consider the end user.
Exactly. And she shares all these anecdotes about, you know, trying to register for events.
Mm-hmm.
And the process was so complicated that she just gave up.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, I guess I'm not registered.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
I know. And she was even trying to make, like, training videos about the system.
Oh, bless her heart.
But there were so many bugs and broken features that she could barely get through it.
So not only was it hard to use, it was preventing people from even learning how to use it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just about inconvenience either.
Okay.
Like, we're talking about serious money here.
Right. How much are we talking?
They spent $169 million on this system over 9 years.
$169 million over 9 years on a buggy software system.
Yeah.
That is wild. That's a lot of cookie dough.
I know. And, you know, most nonprofits, they try to keep their IT spending to like 2 to 5% of their revenue.
That makes sense.
But the Girl Scouts were spending like almost 20% in some years.
Whoa. Okay, so that raises some serious questions.
Yeah, where is the money going? Right. Is it actually benefiting the girls and the volunteers?
Right. It sounds like they were prioritizing this tech upgrade over maybe more essential things.
And the thing is, the councils were basically forced to adopt this system.
Even though it was a mess.
Yeah, they had no choice.
Wow.
And they had to pay for it too, like 25% of the bill.
So they're stuck with this expensive buggy system that they didn't even want in the first place, and they have to pay for it.
Yeah. Basically.
That's adding insult to injury.
I know. And it just seems like this whole thing was just like a textbook case of what not to do.
Yeah, a cautionary tale.
When you're implementing new technology.
Especially in a volunteer-driven organization.
Right. Right.